I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, Pogo, really, Pogo of the extreme variety. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
We have met the enemy, and they are... Oh, no, not that Pogo.
Not
I'm
that
sorry.
Pogo. No, okay. The bouncing okay. Pogo, yeah. On Monday, Major League Baseball suspended 13 players. I know you don't agree with Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban on very many things, but would you agree with him that the 211-game suspension of New York Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez was, quote, personal?
Yes. Major League Baseball is very personal with Alex Rodriguez right now because Alex Rodriguez has the audacity to demand the rights he is guaranteed. And that is upsetting to Major League Baseball and to many of my fellows in my profession who've suddenly discovered their inner Savonarola. Sooner or later, I think you find an issue on which everybody turns into an authoritarian yahoo, and it happens to be steroids for a lot of my liberal sports writing pals.
The suspension of a dozen players for 50 games each and one other baseball player for a period of time to be determined by an arbitrator has caused the press to unearth previous stories concerning baseball and drugs. So, quiz time. Which MLB player said this week of his 2003 positive test, quote, it was somebody was trying to hurt me?
That would be David Ortiz of your Boston Red Sox, who claims he still doesn't know why he failed the drug test. And by the way, I mean, I hate to bring this up because it's all for the good of the game and won't somebody please think about the children. We're not even supposed to know about David Ortiz's flunked drug test. Those test results were supposed to be confidential, which gives you a reason why no Major League Baseball player should trust Major League Baseball management on this issue, and certainly gives you a reason why the Major League Baseball Players Union shouldn't be colluding with Major League Baseball management on this issue at all.
Meanwhile, on Thursday night, David Ortiz stole a baby. Wait, what?
He took somebody's baby for the entire national anthem. The photos of the baby make him baby look a bit astonished, but the fans seem to be very happy with that.
Yeah, for the record, babies that age generally look astonished.
They look astonished and like Dwight Eisenhower.
Right. Each year, the NBA runs the Rookie Transition Program to help incoming players get acclimated to the league. Timberwolves guard Shabazz Muhammad was sent home from the program this week. Was that because he had been judged thoroughly acclimated?
No, it was because he brought a quote-unquote female guest into his hotel room and was thereby sent home for violating the rules against having female guests in your hotel room while you're in the Rookie Transition Program. Although what they're trying to transition you into by this rule is anybody's guess.
My understanding of life in the league, LeBron James, of course, is a terrific basketball player, but this week he failed to make the cut in another venue. What was that?
Yeah, he didn't get to be on a jury, which I think would have been very... I think it's very cool, first of all, that he showed up. I probably shouldn't have tweeted it, so we all think it's very cool that he showed up, but he did show up, and he somehow didn't get called. I've shown up many times and not been called, so LeBron and I have one thing in common anyway. We have not yet been on juries.
San Francisco 49er Ahmad Brooks claimed this week that there is no need to apologize to his teammates for his offseason behavior. He said, I just want to move forward. It's in the past. But it seems to me there's at least one teammate who's due an apology, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I mean, Lamar Divins, this is Ahmad Brooks' teammate, and Ahmad hit him over the head with a beer bottle three times. I think he really does owe Mr. Divins an apology.
Yeah, once could be explained.
I remember the terrific Jimmy Breslin column about Jean Harris, the woman who killed the Scarsdale Diet Doctor. Mm-hmm. She, you know, was acting out of this tremendous emotional distress, except she shot the guy like 15 times. And Breslin's lead was, she lost me after the eighth bullet. You know, Ahmad lost me after the second time he hit the guy with the beer bottle.
In other football news this week, there was some indication that Johnny Manziel, a.k.a. Johnny Football, the Texas A&M quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner, might have turned pro a tad early. What's he been accused of doing?
He's been accused of essentially taking $7,500 to sign autographs. His family has lawyered up, and the NCAA has stepped on its own NCAA over this whole thing in a wonderful way.
Yeah, speaking of the NCAA, after being exposed for selling the jerseys of the same players they're investigating, the NCAA announced this week that they're out of the team-related clothing business. NCAA President Mark Emmert admits the practice, quote, could be seen as hypocritical.
Do you know why?
You think?
Do you know why? Because they are hypocritical. First of all, great props to ESPN basketball analyst Jay Billis, who essentially exposed this and then threw it out there on Twitter for people to know. Are they trying to lose the O'Bannon suit? I mean, are they throwing this? I mean, the 1919 White Sox didn't throw the World Series worse than these guys are throwing this lawsuit. I mean, are they just going to mail this announcement to Ed O'Bannon's lawyers wholesale?
Forbes, a publication with some experience in matters financial, speculated this week that the National Hockey League may soon be taking over the New Jersey Devils. Wait, I thought we had established that the NHL owning one of its own teams was not necessarily a good thing.
Well, they may not have any choice here. The Devils are $230 million in debt. one of the biggest problems they have is they moved into this brand new Prudential Center and they can't get anybody to play there, including various rock bands. It looks like the NHL doesn't have a lot of choice in this.
Charlie, there are many ways a nervous golfer might hurt his chances to win a major event like the PGA Championship, which is being contested as we speak in Rochester, New York. But can we agree that the mistake Woody Austin made on Friday might be the most frustrating?
Yeah, he had 15 clubs in his bag. And what I didn't realize, he got a four-stroke penalty. You get a penalty for two strokes in which you have had your 15 clubs in the bag. So he played the first two holes with the extra club and got caught, and now it was a four-stroke penalty, and that's why golf has a rule book the size of Vermont.
Okay, Mr. NASCAR, I have a question for you. Tony Stewart is a three-time NASCAR champion with a full-time ride in car number 14, so why has he been in three sprint car accidents over the past month, the third of which resulted in two surgeries and a broken right leg?
Because he loves to drive them sprint cars, and I think the people that run him on the NASCAR circuit are getting a little tired of it. His competition director at his racing team said he leaves the door open for, quote, a situation that we're in now. The guy, it's a hobby for the guy. He loves to do it, but he's endangering his primary paycheck, and it's stupid.
And finally, Charlie, let us sit back and relax and listen to some pro football players who probably shouldn't quit their day jobs just yet.
It's football on your phone, that's what I said.
It's football on your phone, you can watch it in bed.
Take it with you wherever you go.
Show your friends and watch them all.
You don't suppose quarterbacks Eli and Peyton Manning will take any heat in their respective locker rooms for making that commercial, do you?
Holy cow, that's the whitest thing I've ever heard. Who thought that was a good idea?
Well, I don't know, but it's everywhere.
Sounds like one of those things Andy Samberg does on Saturday Night Live. Manning's in a box.
That's where they got the idea.
Sounds like Manning's in a box.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Yo, Bill.
If you're on a date with Simone. Football on your phone.
If you're taking out a small loan.
Football on your phone.
When you're sitting on your throne.
Football.